Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on Pentecost Sunday. Thus, the sanctuary is draped in red in honor of the coming of the Holy Spirit. So it's good to greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, as we celebrate the sacrament of communion and also serve communion for the first time to our four newest members of the church. So welcome to you all. One announcement about the community meals. We have stepped into danger this morning. We have Matt Hines serving as our head usher, and he was trained by the Walkers. So all month long, be very aware that you could be handed a bulletin from a year ago or last Sunday. But on the flip side, Matt has lined up volunteers from the Archbold Fire Department. And so the second Tuesday of June, July, and August, at least for tomorrow, or Tuesday night and July, there are eight volunteers from the fire department that are coming to help serve the community meals. So we're not putting the plea out there for more servers unless those regulars don't show up. We should be fine for the next second Tuesdays. So thanks to Matt for coordinating that. So he can be scary as a head usher, but he's very faithful as a member of the fire department. So, but the community meals continue, and we thank the fire department for being a part of that ministry. We have a special announcement coming from the mission committee as Darlene and Judy make their way forward. Share with you, if you look at the back of your bulletin, a couple of families of the congregation are mourning the loss of a family member, so please keep them in your prayers. And Gary Sears, a lot of people have been asking, he did have his surgery. The surgery went well, but then he suffered a heart attack. And the treatment of the heart attack caused complications from the surgery. So he has been, quote, in super critical care at Parkview in Fort Wayne since Wednesday evening. Judy was able to come home yesterday and was 8 o'clock service this morning, and then we'll be headed back over. Every day, every hour is a gain, but he remains in super critical condition, but the doctors have been working with him, and he has been sustained so far, so they appreciate your prayers.
Good morning. June's mission of the month is the Outback Youth Center. I asked Judy Graham to tell us something about the Outback. I have several questions for Judy to answer and share with us some of the information about the local youth center. Thanks, Judy, for sharing this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about the Outback?
The Outback is part of the Youth for Christ Ministry of the Sick County. The Outback, we do different ministries. We got sick ministry going on this past year, and we had to do some changes due to the epidemic and some issues that we had to deal with. But we got sick different ministries going on right now.
Judy, how are you involved with the Outback?
I am involved with the Outback I started in 1983. And so I'm working with the Haiku ministries this year. It's the first year we had it since we separated the junior high and the Haiku ministry a couple years ago. And we, with our new 12-passenger van, Elliot and I go around and picking up kids because these kids don't drive. They don't have rides to get to the Outback. And we pick them up and we head to Stryker to the Youth for Christ ministry, the loft in Stryker. So we hear a lot of stories about the kids. These kids are not. The group of Haiku kids we got now are not churchgoers, they are outside the church. So the Outback reach people who are involved in church, and there's some are not involved in church, and it's amazing how some of the different stories these kids go through.
Does the Outback have summer activities?
Our summer ministry is this year, we're back to camp. It's a little bit smaller, but we go to Camp Missandoah near Hilldale. We meet with kids on one-by-one basis and find out what their faith is or what they believe in God. Some of the kids do not believe in God. We also may do a movie night or we do different things in the summertime, more like a little more fun thing. But the past year we had one group studying the Old Testament. We The haiku ministry I did was we did on the book of James, and we did the last 3 weeks, we said, what is sin? But yeah, we do got a lot of summer ministry, and we keep going.
Is there a phone number or a website to connect with and find out more?
There is a phone number, but the Outback do not have a phone. You have to call the Youth for Christ office in Defiant. There is a website, but I can't think what the website, I don't look it up, so I don't know what the website is. So,
thank you, Judy, for sharing with us.
Since 1983, you started when you were 10?
I think I'm about 22.
I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
Phil Wickham shares the story behind the song Hymn of Heaven. And he says, the song is all about bringing heaven to this moment with the way we act and the way we speak and the way we live, letting Jesus be the King and his rule and his way taking over. And as I thought about this song, I'm thinking, what does Hymn of Heaven mean to me? So you're welcome to join us in our morning prelude and think about what Hymn of Heaven means for you.
Mighty roar, glory to our God,
who gave us life beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord.
Our opening scripture comes from Psalm 104, verses 34 and 35. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul, praise the Lord. Let us join in prayer. Oh yes, dear Lord, we wish to praise you for all that you are, all that you have done, for the creation, the world that we enjoy around us, for the day that you've given us today. We praise you for the love you've bestowed on us in the past and the many acts of love you wish to show us in the future. And we especially today thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, who can be our constant companion. Lord, we just pray that you would move among us today, that your Spirit be upon us, that we would be aware of its presence, that we would have a time of worship, a time of knowing you better. Lord, we thank you so much and praise you and thank you that you treasure our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please rise as you are able. We praise God for his amazing grace and his saving grace. In Romans 7, verse 6, it says, But now, by dying to what was once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit. Our first song is Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, followed by You're Worthy of My Praise.
Save the wretch, why me?
praise and offered our worship to God, let us affirm our faith together through the words and the meaning of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated.
And I invite the kids forward for our children's message together. Morning. How are you? One more? Coming. More. Awesome. Welcome. What color do you see around the church today? Red, a lot of red. Today we are celebrating Pentecost. What other things are the color red? Like, look behind you. What's on those banners behind you? Fire. We're going to see a lot of things about the Holy Spirit and what he looks like or feels like or sounded like. So the apostles and disciples were told by Jesus, wait, because I'm going to send you my Spirit, and he's going to be with you, and it's going to be great, so just wait. So they were waiting, and all of a sudden, they heard the sound, at the first service, the kid said, a mighty fan. That's not even plugged in. I unplugged it. It's not so mighty. I'm not going to be, there we go. It's hard to do things in this robe. There's the mighty fan. And it said it was like a violent wind. Have you ever been in a storm where the wind is really, really bad? Something like that. Very, very strong. Much more powerful than this fan would be. So they heard the sound of the wind. And then, if you trust me, they began to see tongues of flames. Well, the wind is blowing it out. Above their head. On each head, there was a flame. So the Spirit came in the sound of the wind, right? You couldn't see the Spirit. You can't see the wind. Can you see the wind coming out of there? But you can feel it. You can see what it's doing, just like the Spirit. And the Spirit comes as a flame, something holy. And so we heard the sound of the wind. We saw the flames on the people. And then something really weird started to happen. Everyone started speaking different languages. Anyone here know a different language that can just start speaking? No? Okay. So I wrote down different ways to say hello in different languages. So some people are saying hello, some were saying hola, ahoy, ni hao, ciao, konnichiwa, guten tag, namaste, shalom, aloha, right? All these different ways people began speaking so that the people in the city, all the different people who spoke all these different languages, could understand what they were saying. And understand, most importantly, the story of Jesus, that Jesus died on the cross and rose again for the forgiveness of your sins. Now, some people, after all this noise and seeing the flames and speaking all these languages, they thought the disciples were a little cuckoo, right? A little strange. And Peter got up and said, no, we're just filled with the Spirit, right? And he gets out scriptures. And he reads from the book of Joel and tells them, this was promised long ago, and anyone can have it. They can have the Spirit. They can have forgiveness. They can have Jesus. They call upon his name if they believe it. And God will choose to dwell with each and every one of you. It's an amazing gift, and that's what we celebrate today at Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit to dwell with each one of us. All right, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for sending us a great gift, the gift of your Spirit, who will come and remind us of what you've said, who will comfort us, who will teach us, who will be with us. We celebrate this joyful day. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thank you guys. You can go back to your seat. Should I leave this on? Oh, thank you.
Please rise as you're able for our hymn of praise and adoration. It would be found in number 262 in the hymnal, Holy, Holy, Holy.
As Pastor Eric said earlier, there's prayer joys and concerns and requests written on the back of your bulletin to keep in mind as we go through this week praying for one another and for this church. Let's come together before our Lord in prayer as a congregation. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We celebrate this greatest of gifts that you have given to us, that you would choose to dwell with us, to be with us. Help us to see the wonderfulness of this gift, that you are here to comfort us, to remind us of who you are and what you have done for us, the mighty acts of the past and the mighty acts that you do today, that you would teach us as we read through your scripture, through your word, and hear your word, that you would speak to us and create faith in us and strengthen our faith in us, that you would intercede for us and advocate for us, that you would pray for us when we don't have the words to pray, Lord, that we would be your temple. And though our bodies seem unholy, unfit to be your temple, you have chosen to dwell with us. Lord, thank you for making us holy in your sight. Help us to live holy lives here on this earth. And Lord, by your Spirit, motivate us and excite us and push us to serve our neighbor, to give us an attitude of Christ who emptied himself and lowered himself for the sake of us, that we would do the same for our church, for our families, for our neighbors, for our enemies. Lord, give us the strength to do this by your Holy Spirit. Again, we thank you for this wonderful gift. And now by the Holy Spirit, we pray the words that you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the glory, and the power, forever. Amen.
As we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, let us join together in prayer. O Lord, you have blessed us in so many ways. We are grateful, we are thankful. Lord, as you take our humble efforts and use them to further your kingdom, we ask that you do the same with our humble gifts, that what we offer to you might be multiplied and glorified and be used to honor you and further your kingdom throughout the world. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite the ushers to come forward.